Radio Prague News.
Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek has said the deficit in public finances in 2010 will not exceed 5.3% of GDP. The Czech Medical Chamber has expressed support for Health Minister Leoš Heger amid speculation that he is to be replaced for dragging his feet on reforms. And German President Christian Wolff will be paying a working visit to Prague on Monday. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek has said that the deficit in public finances in 2010 will not exceed 5.3% of GDP. Speaking on Czech television, the minister said that the projected deficit of 163 billion crowns, which amounts to 5.3% of GDP, would not be exceeded and that optimistic estimates put the gap in public finances at 5.1%. The target for 2011 is a deficit amounting to 4.8% of GDP. The government is aiming for a balanced budget in 2016. The Czech Medical Chamber has expressed support for Health Minister Leoš Heger amid speculation that he is to be replaced for dragging his feet on reforms. In a statement issued at the close of its two-day conference, the Chamber said the minister's dismissal would not resolve the health sector's problems and would be perceived as an attempt by the government to impose its own solution to them. The Medical Chamber said it was ready to cooperate more closely on the planned reforms. The planned overhaul of the health sector aims to make it more efficient in the use of funds while maintaining a high level of care. Patients will also be expected to contribute more to the cost of treatment. German President Christian Wolff is expected to arrive in Prague on Monday for a day of talks with Czech top officials. He will be received at Prague Castle by President Václav Klaus and attend a ceremonial dinner given in his honour. His talks with the Czech President and Prime Minister are expected to focus on bilateral relations, EU matters and the outcome of the recent NATO summit in Lisbon. Two problem issues that have been highlighted by the Czech side are the restriction of the German job market for Czechs, which is to expire in May of 2011, and the often humiliating road checks which Czech drivers are subjected to in Bavaria. A young man who tried to stop his neighbour from driving in a state of extreme intoxication paid a high price for his efforts. The drunken neighbour knocked him to the ground and held a knife to his throat as passers-by rushed over to help. Although they managed to pull the drunk off the young man, he lunged at him once again, inflicting a deep leg wound. The attacker could face up to 3 years in jail. This year's Christmas tree for Prague has been felled and preparations are underway for its transport to the Czech capital. The 20-metre-tall spruce tree will grace Prague's Old Town Square and will be officially lit on the first Advent weekend on November the 27th. Old Town Square traditionally hosts Prague's biggest Christmas market. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming week is expected to bring the first snow in the lower altitudes, with day temperatures gradually dropping below freezing point. Daytime highs at the start of the week should not exceed 3 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.